This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Protest as Indiana debates tighter abortion laws following the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade.
Thousands of people on both sides of the issue surrounded the Indiana State House Monday as Vice President Kamala Harris met with Democratic state legislators, saying abortion is a personal decision.
The government should not be telling an individual what to do, especially as it relates to one of the most intimate and personal decisions a woman could make.
The legislation would ban abortions except for in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump returns to Washington today for a policy speech before supporters. This will be the first time he's been back to Washington since he left the White House. President Biden tells a law enforcement group Donald Trump failed to act when rioters attacked the U.S. Capitol and police officers.
For 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen as he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office.
President Biden speaking to the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. The temperature could approach 110 degrees in parts of Oregon and Washington state as the Pacific Northwest sweats through a week-long heat wave. Forecasters have issued an excessive heat warning for parts of Oregon and Washington. The heat's easing a little bit in the Northeast now. American basketball star Brittany Griner has returned to a Russian courtroom for her drawn-out trial on drug charges that could bring her 10 years in prison if convicted. Tonight's the night, the Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot's about $810 million. A ticket is $2. This is AP News. Pope Francis is in Canada apologizing for the Catholic Church cooperation in Canada's resident school system.
Francis traveled to the lands of four Cree nations to deliver the long-sought apology near the grounds of one of those schools. He said the forced assimilation of Native peoples into Christian society destroyed their cultures, severed families, and marginalized generations in ways still being felt today.
We are strong. We are Métis.
Now 86, Angie Carrar is a Métis Nation elder.
We were taught how to love, to respect, and to honor.
She presented Francis with a feathered headdress after he spoke, making him an honorary leader of the community. Of his words, Carrar says,
I really, really believe the first time I trusted someone.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.